You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker. Gentlemen, before I start this doubleheader, these two articles will finally put to bed what we all know to be the double standard in men and women who commit the exact same crime and how they are viewed by society and the double standards that are enacted. Now, before I get started, let me go ahead and lay the groundwork. In Florida, the age of consent is 18 years old. Sexual intercourse with someone who is under 18 is considered statutory rape. That is the letter of the law in Florida. Now, let me go ahead and start with the first article, which was published on November 9th. So it's still hot and steamy. Teacher at John A. Ferguson Senior High School arrested, accused of sex acts with a student. Aaron Hamid, 27, turned himself into Miami-Dade School's police on Monday, about 2 weeks after he was reassigned from the West Kendall School at 15,900 Southwest 56th Street and put under investigation over allegations of inappropriate behavior with a student. Hamid was the victim's advanced placement U.S. history teacher last year when she was 16 and in the 11th grade, according to his arrest affidavit. He's charged with 3 felonies, including offenses against students by authority figures, unlawful sexual activity with a specified minor, and engaging in a sexual act with a familial child. Quote unquote, an allegation of this nature against any one of our employees is disheartening and illicit behavior will not be tolerated. Miami-Dade County Public Schools will continue to remind employees of their professional, moral, and ethical duties and responsibilities, the school district said in a statement. There are at least 6 other former teachers from Miami-Dade County that have been accused of engaging in illegal sexual relationships or in attacks against students. One of them, Harry Calvi, saw most of her charges dropped Tuesday. The 41-year-old pregnant woman is still accused of unlawfully soliciting or engaging in a quote-unquote sexual conduct and or a relationship of a romantic nature with a student, according to the formal charge filed in Miami-Dade County Court, or Circuit Court, excuse me. Now, let's talk a little bit about Mrs. Calvi, shall we? Her article was also published on the 9th of November. State drops most felony counts against pregnant Doral teacher accused of sex with teen boy. Prosecutors would not be pursuing charges against Hyrie Calvi, the pregnant ex-Doral teacher accused of having a romantic relationship with a 15-year-old male student. The Miami-Dade state's attorney's office on Tuesday announced it would not file formal charges, including lewd and lascivious battery against the 41-year-old Calvi. Instead, the state announced it would only file one felony under a Florida law that makes it a crime for someone in the position of authority to commit a quote-unquote offense against a student. She is still accused of unlawfully soliciting or engaging in a quote-unquote sexual conduct and or a relationship of a romantic nature with a student, according to the formal charge filed in Miami-Dade's Circuit Court. I'm going to reiterate what I said. These two articles will put to bed any, and I mean any, argument that feminists, women, or the weak males that will support them in regards to the double standards of men and women who commit the exact same crime. I'm going to call both of these people exactly what they are: predators. They are. Now, what makes the woman's case even worse? The fact that she's married, the fact that she's pregnant, and the fact that there's one word that is completely and totally left out of her article. When you read it, put that word in all caps in the comments section. Trust and believe, gentlemen, the reporting on both of these articles shows you the clear-cut double standard and how both parties are meant to be portrayed by anyone who reads these articles. Once again, gentlemen, here we are. Here we are. Now, in a perfect world, both of these teachers would face the exact same levels of retribution. But of course, we know that they're not. Anytime a woman is accused of this, there has to be a whole book of excuses. Now, the guy, he's going to get the book thrown at him, as he should. However, that same level of intensity will not be put to the woman. And therein is where the problem ultimately lies. Well, read both of the articles. Let me know what you guys think. And remember, put in all caps the one word that is not present in both articles. Just saying. If it's going to be in one, it should be in the other, but it's not. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and your ability to prey on young boys will go out right along with it, because trust and believe, if this kid had an actual father in his home, there'd be no way that this woman would still be walking, or her simp husband. Just saying. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.